In the lead-up to National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30, several events are planned throughout the city to mark the occasion and raise awareness among residents. Many of them will be hosted by Guelph museums. We are trying to ensure that we are understanding the full and truthful history of the land we now call Guelph and ensuring that we're reflecting diverse perspectives of the many First Nations, Inuit and Métis people who live in this community today, said manager Tammy Adkin. National Day for Truth and Reconciliation gives us a chance to reflect on the troubling history of our country to better understand the impact that colonization and in particular residential schools had in the past and continue to have today through intergenerational trauma and to recommit ourselves to doing better as we move forward building an inclusive, respectful community that respects the people who were the original stewards of this land. A free, one-hour virtual tour of the former Mohawk Institute Residential School in Brantford will be offered by Guelph Museums on September 27 beginning at 9:30 a.m. The tour, provided by Woodland Cultural Center, will take viewers through the building and share details about the institution's 140-year history. A large screen will be set up for viewing at Guelph Civic Museum. Doors open at 9 a.m. to access the live stream from elsewhere. Register here to receive a link. On September 30, Guelph Museums will host a pair of events at Guelph Civic Museum, No Word for Art with Naomi Smith, and Conversations in Pipiguan Flute with Renee Mashake. Both are offered free of charge. The Prior includes two 90-minute sessions beginning at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. during each. Smith will lead participants on a journey through historical and contemporary beadworks. Advanced registration is required. Participation is limited to people age 12 and older. The latter, a presentation of Anishinaabe storytelling, poetry, music and song, runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Advanced registration is required. Museum officials also encourage people to visit the hashtag Hope and Healing Canada yarn installation from Métis artist Tracy May Chambers at Riverside Park, across from the concession stand. In recognition of National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, Rotary Club of Guelph is set to host September 29 screenings of Inconvenient Indian at the Bookshelf on Quebec Street. One is to begin at noon and the other at 7 p.m. Admission to both screenings is free of charge, with seats available on a first-come, first-served basis. On September 30, the club will host a screening of the film Doctrine of Discover, which is described as a documentary produced by the Anglican Church that explains what the doctrine of discovery is and the impact it still has today. There's no cost to attend the screening, which runs from noon to 2 p.m. at the Italian-Canadian Club on Ferguson Street, but lunch costs $20 per person. In an event promoted by Southwest Ontario Aboriginal Health Access Centre, Guelph Community Firekeepers will host an Orange Shirt Day event on September 30 from noon to 2 p.m. The Sacred Fire at Royal City Park will be lit, providing an opportunity for the Indigenous community to gather to share in hope and healing. Hand drums will be available for use. Guelph Public Library will offer virtual viewing of Celebrating Indigenous Voices with James Gordon, for free on September 30. Gordon, a Guelph-based singer-songwriter, will share excerpts and songs from his newest release The Ark of the Oven Mitt, a project that's part song and part book. This is a pre-recorded presentation which will be made available for the following week. Register here to receive a link to the free event. The library will offer another free, pre-recorded event known as Orange Shirt Day. Every Child Matters, recorded story time with James Gordon. Gordon will read Indigenous stories including The Orange Shirt by Phyllis Webstead. By listening to the stories and experiences of Indigenous people, we can further honor and bring awareness to the victims and survivors of residential schools and the importance of reflecting on that part of our country's history, states a post on library's website. Register here for Orange Shirt Day. Every Child Matters, recorded story time with James Gordon. The video will be available to view for the following week.